Welcome in with another Mining Stock Daily Corporate Update. Happy to welcome back in an old friend of the show, Mr. Nana Sangmua, the CEO of Roskan Gold. They are engaged in some West African gold exploration, specifically in Mali. Nana, it's a pleasure to see you.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Finally meet in person.
Yeah, it's as a conference. I mean, this is probably the first big conference you've been to in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, in person, that's been probably one of the first. And the attendance is quite encouraging. Despite the pandemic scare, I think there's been a great turnout.
Yeah,
it's about 600 people in person. So it's a decent crowd.
This is the first meeting we have in the morning, at least mine. I don't know about you. Maybe you started at 8.
Yeah, I started at 8. It's sort of back-to-back, 8 all right through to Saturday.
Yeah. Well, let's get down to business. Listen, Roskan's been pretty quiet in the last couple months. A lot of changes on the executive level. What are some of the questions you've been receiving all day yesterday and, you know, your first meeting this morning?
Well, I mean, generally, it's always been concerns about market pressures on the junior mining space, including us. And unfortunately, you've seen a lot of redemptions come through as the market sentiment changes on the sector. And you have people, unfortunately, bring pressure to sell some of the awareness, including us. So that's sort of gotten a lot of pressure on the stock. But on the whole, we're still driving towards our milestones, resource update towards the end of the year, as we've guided to the market. Just got back from site with consultants and QPs working on the wireframes, and things are heading in the right directions, and we still have backlog of news that are pending to be released. The labs have been slow, like in a lot of places with a lot of backlogs, but I think we'll get that into the market. And after the rainy season, we would wait to commence the new campaign to drive the process forward.
What's that new campaign look like?
Basically, it's being prepared internally. Obviously, we need to get all the results back, and that's going to inform the decision as to where we need to be putting some additional meterages. So that is being religiously worked on, and I think by the end of the month we'll have some details from the exploration teams on the back of the results that come up from the labs.
What if you kind of look through, look into the winter end of the year and then into 2022, what are some, what does the big picture look like for the Candioli project? What kind of technical reports are you starting to look in and maybe starting to put together?
Well, I think the process is always to start with defining the maiden resource, which is going to be a snapshot in time of where we are. And based on the program subsequent to that, we expect to have another update around the mid of 2022, which should be leading into a more detailed economic study, a PEA or pre-feasibility study, to get people to wrap their heads around the scale. And like I said, it's a huge land package, and we've brought in new ground, and we've started the rudimentary process of doing the termite anomalies on some interesting trends, and those are also going to be chased as we go along. So it's not going to be a boring phase of just focusing on project de-risking and trying to show people what we have, but we also have to continue the discovery campaign of the broader land package, and that's where I think there's going to be a lot of excitement to do that.
I know that market sentiment's really poor right now, but it seems like it's extremely poor with Roskan. What are some of the feedback you've gotten? I mean, you were close to 70 cents, if not above 70 cents, not too long ago. It's come down considerably from there. But what is some of the reasoning you're getting? What is some of the messaging you're getting from investors, whether it be retail or institutional?
Well, I mean, there are quite a few, and a combination of some of the redemption pictures that's put a lot of sell in, and the expectation of being able to fund our full campaign 2022 and beyond. So those are some of the questions that we have, but we're very active behind the scenes, working on all sort of alternatives that could basically include options for strategic partnerships to help work the land package, and there's lots of interest, and we would update the market accordingly, but things are going well in that regard.
You have to take some of that as constructive criticism, as the CEO of the company, to try to, right the ship and do what's best for the shareholder. So, what is that process like for you to kind of manage all that feedback and then put that strategy in place to move this thing?
Well, I think it's all about focusing, because you just have to focus on the price and where you can take this whole opportunity to. One, we've got a good ground, which is undisputed, basically based on the discovery track record. So the gold is there. That basically produces an avenue to have very constructive discussions with multiple parties. And some of these you have to basically keep to your chest until you have everything fully lined up, and then you can share some of those updates into the market. But we're very confident that we can basically drive the process forward, and the discussions are going very well. And over time, that should be daylighted to the market.
What does the bank account look like right now?
Basically, I think we fully funded for the maiden resource, and since I think with all the funds available, I think we should be getting closer to 5, which is enough for us to get us through where we want to go to meet our milestone that we've communicated to the market. But beyond that, I think all the strategic alternatives that we're working on is going to be daylighted and produce the results that people potentially are concerned about at this stage, and relax shareholders that we can cross that bridge.
Yeah. What does news flow look like here in the next couple of months? And just a lot of drill results, what I think is kind of what you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we've got a backlog of about close to 15,000 meters on the labs at this moment, and those should be trickling in September, right into October. And there we should be looking to commence the campaign. We should generate more updates to the market. So the second half of the year should be newsy and lead into our resource update by the end of the year as well.
All right. It's good to run into you once again.
Always a pleasure, Trevor.
Yeah, it is always a pleasure. And pleasure's always mine. I look forward to seeing all the news coming out from Roskin. I know it's been a pretty challenging couple months, but with all the new drill results that should be coming out, maybe that changes things, and maybe the whole sector gets a little bit here.
Exactly. That's our hope too. But I think there's a lot of value at these levels that smart money will begin to find its way.
Absolutely. That's Nana Sangmua, the CEO of Roskin Gold. They trade on the TSX Venture with ROS and also on the OTC with RCGCF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.